Hey y'all, it's your girl, the Ghetto Mother Goose here. I'm having a little trouble getting to sleep because I took a nap. But I want to get on here and talk about Pokemon Violet. Oh, it's so beautiful. It's so, so beautiful. It's a new release. It came out November 18th, which was a Friday ago or two. It's really good. I don't want to give no spoilers. So if you haven't gotten it or you're like me, if you hear too much about it, you might not want to get it. This is not for you. Though I haven't completed the game, nor have I even battled the first gym leader yet, I'm just going to give a lot, and because it's so much that I don't want to ruin it for you. So if you haven't listened to this or played the game, or not listened to this, I'm sorry. If you haven't bought the game yet or started the game and you don't want to hear no spoilers, this video is not for you. And hopefully nobody will play you this video because you don't want to hear the spoilers. Now, I love it. The Pokemon attacks are beautiful. I like how it gives you something like Pokemon Arceus, but you are able to battle the Pokemon more. Like Pokemon Arceus, you could battle the Pokemon too. But this one, I feel like it's more geared towards battling opposed to doing and collecting Pokemon research by catching the Pokemon and having them do certain moves and having them do this so that the Pokedex can be registered or whatever, or made, you know. So I like it. The scenery is beautiful. They allow you to do more with, like, when you're walking around. Like, I actually fell off a roof. And, like, you don't, like, get injured or nothing. But you have the ability to fall off a roof. And not, like, you know, nothing crazy, but, like, slide down, you know. Or nothing, like, with the S word, not crazy, but nothing with the S word, you know. But it's real cool. It's real cool. It's real cute. Now the storyline, let me see what I like. I like the color scheme and stuff. That's real cute. It's very bright and vibrant. What else I like? They have a lot of new features on there that, like, it's really hard to, like, adapt to, especially if, like, you're a Pokemon player from, like, Pokemon Red or Blue. Like, my favorite generation is Gold and Silver, the second generation. I just love it. But, yeah, it's, I was saying something about being an avid player, and something, but, yeah, I like the game. It's really, colorful. Like, it gives you a lot of free roam. Oh, okay. What I was going to say is, if you're an avid player, like, from back in the day, Did you know the treasure of playing the game was to, you know, go through, get the battles, make your babies evolve, you know, battle Team Rocket, some grunts, or, you know, battle the bad guy, get to like the 5th or 6th gym, you know, encounter the legend, catch the legend, and do your 6th or 7th and 8th gym battle, and then go to the Elite Four. But with this one, it's not quite like that as of yet, because I'm just starting. I haven't even gotten my first badge yet, so I'm just starting. But first off, when you start, it do like, it does how Ho-Ho did in the first episode, like it flew through. But in this one, it's like all the people are outside and the Pokemon zooms through and everybody sees it. Then it zooms back or goes to a different part of the city and then they see it. Then it goes somewhere else and boom. Then maybe it goes past you into the water. I think it goes past you into the water. Boom, right? So that's the beginning. And then you get a sandwich from your mother. And I'm like, oh boy, I hope my guy eats sandwiches and stuff. Like, come the fuck on out. I don't got time. In my head, like, I don't have time to be going to this somewhere making a sandwich. Like, it's getting too technical. Like, come the fuck on. Now the person got to eat too. So I was kind of like turned off by that. But after you get the sandwich, you meet your neighbor, you know. You meet the professor. And then you meet your neighbor. And then, you meet the professor. Then you go to, you meet the professor. Then he takes you outside. Then he, throws the Pokeballs out, and you pick a Pokemon, right? Then after that, oh no, you don't pick a Pokemon. He tells you to spend some time with them or whatever. So I'm thinking, like, you could go to the fields or somewhere and battle with them to choose which one you want. No, he literally meant just spend time with them or whatever. So you go to the neighbor house, and then he asks you which one you want to pick. You pick that one. Then your neighbor, who is like in the Champion League, she picks, you know, the type that you're strong against, because that's your first battle and they want you to win. So after that, she like kind of escorts you to the school. But before you get to school, it's a whole big thing, you know. Like, you have to go through, you have to learn how to catch Pokemon. Then she teaches you little things. Then you have, like, it's really big. So it's like you have to like really like do a lot of running and stuff. But, yeah, and then you go up the stairs, and then you get to, like, before you get to the school, you battle the grunts. After you battle the grunts, which their names are Star Rangers, and you battle them, right? No, I'm lying. First, you battle her again. And this time, she used 2 Pokemon. But the second Pokemon is going to Terrorize. And Terrorize is like this new dynamic that they put into the game. So that I'm still getting acquainted with this, but I think that you're a Pokemon, whatever Pokemon type it is. It strengthens the move that you use, or strengthens another move that your Pokemon. For instance, if you got a water type, but the move it may got might be a flying type, and then that Terra some shit. It's like, I'm gonna call it crystallized. It's really terrible, but I'm gonna call it crystallized. The crystallized thing that you use, it might enhance a flying type move more, or it might enhance the this move more. But that might be wrong, because when it crystallized, it has a water thing. So maybe the water is enhanced. I think that's what it is. But no, I don't know. Nonetheless, that's that new gas dynamic or whatever that I'm like kinda iffy about. But I kinda can look at it like either Mega Evolution or the gigantic thing, because those are all one time uses. So it kinda is like in the same realms of that. And then like after you use it, you're gonna use it one time, of course. And then after you use it, the only way that you can reuse it is that if you have to go to the Pokemon Center and recharge the ball or whatever, because there's a certain ball that you use after the Pokemon is out to crystallize it. It's a cute ball too. Overall, I think the game is good. I think it's going to be very interesting. I think that part of me kind of got a little taken aback and maybe a little slightly less interested when I seen the legendary so early in the story, because in my opinion, you're working towards seeing the legendary Pokemon. So to have it so early in the storyline kind of took a little of the fun out for me. But hopefully they could, because it looks really good. Like the little movies, the cutscenes, they look really good. So I'm hoping that even though it's a part of the story, that maybe when it's time for you to capture it for real, like it may turn into a different form that's more stronger or whatever, and then that's the one you can catch. So far playing a game, from 1 out of 10, I would give it an 8. The language, like the verbiage that they have with you, is much more intelligent. Like, it's not so it's not so blah. But it really was never blah, because if you really like talk to the people and really read what they be saying, sometimes they be saying some real shit. Cause when I be seeing memes and shit on Facebook, I'll be like, oh, that's what this is. You're like, oh, for real? Like, they be saying some real stuff. So, nonetheless, I just want to talk about it a little bit. To anybody that is playing a game that have it, even if you didn't pre-order, I believe that you can get the Flying Pikachu. It's a Pikachu that is electric and flying. So definitely log on to the internet and do go to the mystery give, and definitely get your mystery give, get your Pikachu. The only thing is, I wonder if it evolves, will it still keep us typing? That's the trick. But if it can evolve, I'm thinking about keeping fly when it this way, it can always fly. But nonetheless, y'all, I just wanted to chat about it. I couldn't sleep. I took a nap. That's why I don't take naps. And don't take naps early in the day, because when you take naps early in the day, sometimes it must be a sleeping pattern. And the sad part is, I bought Tylenol and Benadryls because when I go to sleep, I don't like to toss and turn. I like to really just like lay down and go to sleep. But the thing about it is, I don't want to take them because they're going to take too long to work. And then, like, if I take them now, right, it's about to be 2:20. It's about to be 2:22. And I know, well, it is now. And I know if I take them, like, they're probably going to kick in at least by, like, by 2:53. But they're not going to be out my system by, like, 10 or 11. Like, I'll probably sleep until, like, 1. So I'm probably going to have to take a nap tomorrow. But I guess if I'm still up, there won't be no harm in playing a game. Anywho, y'all, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because I want to go to sleep. I'm just like, oh, this is bullshit. I think I'm just, oh, never mind. Let me stick on topic. So that's how I feel about Pokemon Violet. Again, don't play this for nobody. Don't ruin this for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's whack. If somebody you know is excited about it, they just got it. Don't come to them telling them all this information because that's some whack shit. Don't be a hater. You get what I'm saying? Like, let the person enjoy their moment. Let them feel it because, you know, this is nostalgic for us. And, you know, sometimes when you play Pokemon, it brings you back to a place where you were happy, you're, and more carefree. So don't ruin that for them. I'm just coming here explaining my opinion and my view on it. That's it, y'all. So I hope y'all enjoy. And until next time, I'm gonna steal this girl thing. She just know I watch you on YouTube, girl. But I'm gonna do the best I can with what I got. And until next time, y'all, it's like your girl, the Ghetto Mother Goose, and I'm out.